Good morning. It's March 19th, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In the shadow of conflict, an urgent humanitarian crisis looms over the Gaza Strip, with the United Nations sounding the alarm on an imminent famine. As the international community watches closely, the situation on the ground reveals a dire need for immediate action to avert a catastrophe. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has made a clarion call for urgent measures to prevent a looming famine in the Gaza Strip. A recent UN-backed report starkly warns that northern Gaza could face famine imminently, with the potential for this crisis to engulf the entire enclave by July. This report paints a grim picture of nearly everyone in Gaza grappling with food scarcity, and over 670,000 people teetering on the edge of catastrophic hunger. The escalating crisis has prompted international calls for a permanent ceasefire, the release of hostages, accountability for civilian casualties, and expanded humanitarian access. Amidst these developments, Israeli military activities, including a raid on Al-Shifa Hospital in northern Gaza, have raised significant concerns regarding the security situation and humanitarian conditions in the enclave. In a notable diplomatic move, US President Joe Biden engaged in discussions with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu concerning the crisis. Meanwhile, Israeli negotiators have landed in Qatar to engage in talks aimed at securing a ceasefire and the release of hostages held by Hamas and its allies. These negotiations underscore the pressing need for immediate action to stave off famine and facilitate the opening of more aid routes into Gaza, with Israel facing mounting pressure to alleviate the humanitarian crisis. In a harrowing turn of events, a police raid in Lodelinsart, Belgium, escalated into a deadly confrontation, leaving an officer and the suspect dead, and two other officers critically injured. This incident has not only saddened the nation, but also sparked a broader conversation on the dangers law enforcement officers face in the line of duty. Jonathan, the officer who tragically lost his life, was a 36-year-old father of two, known for his passion for motorcycling and his dream to compete in the Paris-Dakar rally. His journey to the Special Forces was fueled by a lifelong ambition, having pursued physical education before dedicating his career to serving in this elite unit. The raid that led to this tragic outcome was aimed at a suspect in his 50s, believed to be deeply involved in organized crime, including drugs, weapons, and vehicle trafficking. This operation, which resulted in the recovery of over 500 stolen items, underscores the high stakes involved in combating organized crime. The aftermath of the raid has seen an outpouring of condolences and support from the highest levels of government, with the Prime Minister and the Minister of the Interior both expressing their deep sorrow and extending their sympathies to the families and colleagues of the victims. This tragedy marks a somber first for the Special Forces unit, highlighting the perilous nature of their work. In a separate but equally troubling development, the arrest of three local police officers in Charleroi on suspicions of criminal involvement has shaken public trust. This series of events has led to calls from both political figures and law enforcement leaders for a parliamentary committee to thoroughly investigate the circumstances surrounding the raid and its tragic outcome. As the nation mourns, the broader implications of this incident and the ongoing investigation into the motive behind the attack remain a focal point of concern. In a bold move to address the critical shortage of organ donors, Germany has unveiled the Organ Donation Register, OGR, on March 18, 2024. This innovative platform is designed to make it easier for citizens to express their willingness to donate organs and tissues, marking a significant step forward in the nation's healthcare landscape. The OGR is not just any registry, it's an online portal accessible to individuals aged 16 and older, broadening the scope of potential donors. What sets this register apart is its inclusivity, offering options for those interested in donating stem cells and blood, alongside traditional organ and tissue donations. This comprehensive approach aims to streamline the donation process, making it more efficient and accessible. The response to the launch of the OGR was overwhelmingly positive, with 5,500 individuals registering their donation preferences within just 3 hours. This immediate engagement highlights the community's support and willingness to contribute to a cause that can save lives. To further the conversation around organ donation in Germany, NDR Info is hosting a discussion on March 19, 2024. This dialogue will delve into the challenges of organ donation within the country, the impact of the OGR, and the potential benefits of moving towards an opt-out system for organ donations. The discussion will bring together diverse perspectives, including a liver transplant recipient, a member of the German Ethics Council, and a transplant coordinator from a Hamburg hospital, promising a comprehensive exploration of the topic. This initiative and the ensuing discussion underscore Germany's commitment to overcoming the hurdles in organ donation by facilitating easier registration and fostering open dialogue. The country is taking significant steps towards increasing the number of organ donors and, ultimately, saving more lives. In a significant stance against violence in the Middle East, the European Union has reached a political agreement to impose sanctions on extremist Israeli settlers in the West Bank. This move is a clear response to the violent attacks by these settlers against Palestinians, which have been undermining efforts towards peace in the region. The sanctions include a travel ban and freezing of assets within EU territory. Led by EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell, the EU foreign ministers have also voiced concerns over Israel's actions in Gaza, accusing it of deliberately causing a food shortage that puts millions at risk of hunger. This decision aligns with the broader EU goal of supporting a two-state solution and deterring further violence. In a parallel effort, the EU is expanding its sanctions against the Hamas terrorist organization, which has been designated as such by the EU for around 2 decades. Notably, the commander of Hamas armed wing, Mohammed Daif, has been added to the EU's terror list following a mass killing in Israel on October 7th. This is part of the EU's wider initiative to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, where the entire population faces acute food insecurity. To further these efforts, Josep Borrell has proposed inviting the Foreign Affairs Minister of Israel and the new Prime Minister of the Palestinian Authority to a meeting in Brussels. While the effectiveness of these sanctions as a political tool remains to be seen, they mark a significant effort by the EU to hold individuals accountable for actions that violate international law and hinder the peace process. In an unsettling development, schools in Germany are grappling with a rising tide of violence, including physical assaults, sexual abuse, and knife attacks. This surge has been particularly pronounced in states such as Rhineland-Pfalz and Hamburg, casting a shadow over the safety and well-being of students. The 2022/23 school year in Hamburg saw a disturbing increase in violent incidents, with 261 victims and 296 suspected perpetrators reported. The violence spanned a range of offences from dangerous bodily harm to robbery, extortion, and sexual offences. Alarmingly, this wave of violence touched 123 out of the 410 schools in the city, underscoring the extent of the problem. This uptick in school violence is not occurring in a vacuum. Experts point to the disruptive effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on social interactions and preventive measures in schools as a contributing factor. The pandemic's legacy appears to be one of heightened tensions and unresolved conflicts spilling over into school environments. Authorities and experts alike are sounding the alarm on the need for urgent action. Psychologist Klaus Seifried, representing the German Association of Psychologists, has called for schools to be fortified as safe spaces for students. The data reveals a concerning profile of the perpetrators, predominantly male and mostly within the 14 to 17 age group. The distribution of these incidents is also telling. City schools, despite teaching only 27% of the student population, accounted for nearly half of the reported incidents. Primary schools, too, have seen a significant rise in violence, highlighting the pervasive nature of this issue across different educational stages. The rise in school violence in Germany is a call to action for educators, parents, and policymakers. The need for comprehensive strategies to address this trend and ensure the safety and well-being of students has never been more urgent. This has been your daily brief in EU News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.